June 12th, 2017. Could you all please stand? Mr. Daigle, could you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you call a roll, Mr. Blaine?
Here.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta? Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Just for the record, our two guys are working, and Mr. Acosta's at a conference in Atlanta, so they have good excuses. We gave them a pass. First up in your package, we have the meeting minutes from May 8, 2017. Are they not in there?
Not in there.
Come on, Blaine.
I remember them.
Yeah.
I move that we accept them.
Yeah, you got a move by Ms. Bourgeois? Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. That's the minutes that we went over at the committee meeting, no changes. All in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. Any comments from the audience? No comments from, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports. Got Public Works. We had something there, but Curtis is not here yet. All right. Well, if he shows up later, we can put him in the mayor's report.
And if he doesn't show up, we still have that.
Yep. So Public Works, we don't have anything there. Planning and zoning, we don't have anything.
It might be him there.
Yeah. Finance Committee, you guys have anything? Anybody?
Hey, I'll go back to
Personnel Committee, we don't have anything. Recreation Committee. Shane's not here, but I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee. You want to go over that real quick, Mr. Jonathan? Update on employee status of Danielle Mitchell.
Okay, she went and took all the psychological evaluations and everything, so at the next regular meeting, I had to put on the agenda to be voted as official police officer, so we can start her with the training. So we'll do that next go around, but she's coming along good.
Okay, yep. She's doing well. Danielle's our new employee in the police department. Anybody have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Governmental affairs, Mr. Ann, you have anything?
No.
Consideration of veto ordinances, I don't think we have any. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 2 of 2017, general funds 2017-18, to make appropriations for the expenses of the town of Brule for 2017 and to 2018, and to provide relative to the expenditure of said appropriations. We discussed this at the committee meeting last week, and some of the details are in your package of our budget. So first we'll open up public hearing. Anybody in the public have any comments on the budget? Okay, public hearing will be closed. Any comments from council?
Nothing other than we've had time to go over it and discuss it. I think individually with you, made some changes. It's a balanced budget.
Yep. And we went over a couple big expenditures. And one of the main things is the Bobcat that we're going to buy for our maintenance department. I think it's going to be put to good use. Shane's really excited about it, and his guys are too. So,
is that new or used?
New. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 2 of 2017.
I move.
Motion by Mr. Niesler.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any more comments from the audience? Any more comments from the council? Please do a roll call vote.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Got Shane.
Oh. Councilmember Andre?
Okay, so the ayes have it. Our budget's passed. Next, ordinance number 3 of 2017, sewer 2017-18 budget. to make appropriations for the expenses of the town of Brule sewer system 2017-2018 and to provide relative to the expenditures of said appropriations. We have one expense in the sewer budget to plot our manholes, and that's a pretty good big expense. Other than that, it's pretty much the basic sewer budget. So with that, I'll open up a public hearing. Anybody in the public have any questions or concerns? Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Any comments from the council? No comments?
Here again, we have a balanced budget with no increases in our sewer fees.
I like that.
Mayor, can you just give an explanation on the manhole satellite plotting and what
you're going to do? And maybe Shane, I'm glad you're here. Maybe you can enlighten us a little bit too. We have old maps of our sewer system, our manholes. We have Roy Wagesback, our engineer, who put in our sewer system. All those guys, all those maps and Roy's knowledge, that's what we lean on. And we're trying to get something to where if a new administration comes in, they can go straight to a computer and find out all our manholes and sewer lines and where all that stuff is, as opposed to having to depend on Roy. Like I mentioned at the meeting the other night, Roy's, if Roy retires for some reason, we don't have that knowledge anymore. So we're trying to get up to that level where it's all online. The parish uses this a lot, and if you've ever gone to the parish GIS system, they have, I don't know, Fish, you may want to comment on it. It's really, really good. And plot mortar lines and stuff. Shane?
What else this does is it'll allow you to locate these things with GPS technology. You can walk out there, it'll pinpoint exactly where you need to go and there's a manhole. On each manhole, which will be numbered, there's over 300 of them in the town of Brule. Each one will have a photograph and picture to tell when it's inspected, when it needs to be inspected next time, and what kind of maintenance has been done on it, and future maintenance schedules. And like Scott mentioned, down the road, all of this will be on a computer versus 17,000 maps in my room over there.
This is the low end. They gave us two bids. They gave us another bid that'll go into each manhole, get flow rates of what's coming in, what's going out, and put it all on the computer for us and where it's going. And so maybe eventually we can get to that point with this system.
We want to make sure that the ownership of the information sits with the town and not whoever the contractor doing the work is.
No. But before we jump on it, I'll present everybody with the bid and all of the specs and everything that they're going. I don't know of anybody that provides that other than that company. Do you know?
I do not.
I mean, there may be someone there.
I do know that the town has used it. We don't want to have it jumped on board.
That young man came a couple of years ago.
Yes.
When the parish was getting ready to implement.
We'll get him in before we move on it.
He even said he would come in and talk
about
it.
Uh-oh.
That's
the ghost, I guess.
He just left.
Okay, so with that, we have the sewer budget. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Roll call vote. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? Let's do a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard? Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate all your work and all your knowledge. This being my first budget, we got through it pretty well. But I appreciate leaning on you guys and helping me out through it all. All right, next on the agenda, introduction to ordinances. Do we have any? Nobody? Rusty? Yeah, send me that email, by the way. Next, resolutions and commendations. Ask Day Proclamation. I'm going to read this real fast just to just so everybody understands. Ask Day Proclamation. Whereas the epidemic of gun violence is plaguing our nation's children and claiming 7 lives a day, and whereas children in the United States are more likely to die due to gun violence than from cancer and heart disease, and whereas 1 in 3 American homes with children has guns, and 1.7 million children live in a home with an unlocked loaded gun, and whereas the Asking Saves Kids campaign encourages parents to add one more safety question to conversations before their child visits other homes. Is there an unlocked gun in your home? And whereas asking the simple question before sending your child to another home could save your child's life, and whereas the hope is that asking will become a common health and safety question, offering a real immediate solution that all Americans can adopt to help protect their families and children from injury and death, and whereas the power of Ask campaign is that it brings together all Americans concerned with the welfare of children, including gun owners, and makes the solution to gun violence a discussion about public safety and good parenting, and whereas the first day of summer, the season in which kids typically spend more time at homes of friends and family, is designated as National Ask Day, be it resolved that the town of Brule, Louisiana, therefore does hereby proclaim June 21st to be Ask Day, and calls upon the people of Brule, Louisiana to recognize this special observance with appropriate ceremonies and activities dated this 12th day of June, 2017. So that's our resolution, Ask Day Proclamation. Do we need to vote on that?
So moved. Accept.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois to accept the resolution.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Police Department report.
Good evening. Like I say, we were thankful for a relatively uneventful month. We had 1 911 hangup call, 3 alarm calls. We assisted other departments 4 times, 6 public assists, 3 disturbance calls, 10 insurance tows, 2 suspicious persons or vehicles, 2 traffic accidents, 1 traffic complaint, 3 brutally warrant arrests, 1 damage to property call, and 1 dog bite, for a total of 37 complaints with 129 total citations and 185 total violations.
Thank you, Ms. Sawthorne. Anybody have any questions?
Can I ask where was it? I do not have the specific on it. It actually occurred while we were out of town, so I'm not sure.
Not,
if you want to give me a call,
I'm not going to report. What happened before? Was that fire?
They had fire? They said it was a dispatch of fire call, but then we got there.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence? I don't know if we have any. Mayor's report. We switched over our police department, switched over to Quick PD to handle all of our tickets. We're having some kinks in the road, but it's very successful. We like it. It's going to save us a lot of time in the office for sure. It's saving our police force a lot of time also. With that, brought up our AMS agreement. So I'm working on a new AMS agreement, and I'll have information on that as we negotiate that new agreement. We came to terms. All the technology between these two systems talk and they're live information, so it's a lot easier to maintain AMS agreement as opposed to what it was before. It was kind of haphazard all over the place. So I'm working with AMS on the new contract, and you'll have copies of that once we get that done. That's about it on the mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege.
Mayor, that new electronic system actually went live and active today.
Oh, good. Good. I'll come down here and do this real quick.
Mr. Curtis Allen?
Yeah!
Can you come up here with me for a minute real quick, sir? Shane, too.
Yes,
come on,
Shane.
Both of y'all.
Good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
Good to see you, Kurt.
Always good to see you, Joanne.
Good to see you. Can you tell us who's with you?
My wife, the beloved wife, they got to put up with me for another 32 years.
Okay, I'm going to read this. This says, presented to Curtis Allen in appreciation for 32 years of outstanding service to the town of Brule. July 2017, Best wishes for your retirement. Mr. Curtis Allen is retired. I don't know if we have any other retired employees from the town of Brule. I think he's the only one.
Got Scott.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, that's right. Scott retired. So we got 32 years. Scott didn't have 32. So
no, he didn't have it. He's a long way from me.
So you picked him up. So I want to really commend Mr. Allen. I mean, Curtis has done great. Everybody knows Curtis. See anyone attract a wave at him. So big round of applause for Mr. Curtis.
You know, Curtis started in 1985, and I think he started waving in 1985, uh-huh. And he hadn't stopped since. I had a resident tell me that Curtis stopped in the tractor and kept waving until she put down what she had in her hands to wave back. Then he moved on. But you know,
you better believe it, buddy.
A lot of people ask me what we're gonna do without you, and I say, well, look, you can't replace a Curtis Allen.
Nope. No, but you got
all you can do is hope to come close.
All you got to do is remember, Curtis Allen is always here.
That's right.
We got one call away.
We know where you live.
Nowhere I live at. Call me anytime.
Come on, take a picture with him if you don't mind, man. We're going to get your wife in the picture.
Yes. Bring me a down picture, big
daughter. There you go. Set someone all together and then we'll.
Yeah.
It's a blue day, huh, Shane?
That's right.
All right. And take one and just y'all two.
Very good.
There we go.
I'm all right. Very good. Very good. We've been down the road a long time, haven't we? And I'm still there for you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Believe
me. We appreciate all you've done, Kurt.
And I'm all there there for y'all. Believe that.
We appreciate all your hard work. I tell you what, we wouldn't be the same town without you. I can promise
right.
you. It's gonna be
well,
tough to move on. But.
Like I said, I'm still there for you. If you ever need me, I'm just Shane. Just step away.
We know where you live too, so.
That's all right. Where you live?
You know where everybody is.
Oh, I've been here for a long time, but I saw it up, then I saw it down.
That's right.
Well, I saw it come. And I appreciate you all, guys.
Thank you,
Curtis. Big man, I appreciate you, dear.
Curtis, thank you for coming tonight. We really appreciate it. Miss Allen, thank y'all for coming.
Thank y'all very, very, very much.
And we're fixing to adjourn, so y'all can stay for just a second if you want.
Okay.
Anybody else for remarks of personal privilege?
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I just have a couple of things
yep.
I'd like to mention is that when we started the Brule Cleanup Committee, what, 15, 20 years ago, and then it was turned over to the mayor. There's still a property on Main Street, the Woods property. Have y'all looked at that?
Haven't recently, but we'll check on it.
Scott.
They finished the house, though. I think the house is gone.
Yeah, the grass is
high. It's the grass and weeds. Grass and
on Main.
Just take a look at
it. We will do it.
It's very old, though.
You know, let me speak to all of the old real properties just a bit. I want to take care of this as much as anybody else.
Right.
Before time, reach to those people.
Yeah.
If there's any information, telephone numbers, contacts, y'all can send to me. Send it to me. I'll call and try to get it taken care of.
I think there's a procedure they do.
Yeah, we...
Well,
yeah.
You have to notify.
First point of contact is
yeah.
to call.
Do we got to notify them first.
Diplomatic man.
Right.
Making you cut the grass. That's what I want to try first. Instead of sending them a certified letter, telling them, you know, telling Jonathan the post we sent.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
do
that. We do.
Yeah.
That's the procedure. That's what's so hard. Especially if you have a...
This is part of the state.
Yeah.
So
that's where it really becomes a problem, yeah.
Yes.
You know, there's a place in Courtney Estates, there's that place, there's some more in the front room. If I could call, I'll
yeah.
pound them every day.
Well, see me after
because
I have another one,
but
this is a problem.
Oh, Lord.
Mr. Kershaw?
I'm ready for you.
Oh. Parish council-wise, we really have been kind of quiet for the last couple of months. We do have a meeting, I think this Wednesday afternoon. Potentially, they want to look at some property that is north of the YMCA coming toward Brule, still in the town of Addis. And it is like a mixed-use kind of thing. It's got like, I want to say it's got 40 or 50 houses, and then it's got some multi-family houses in there too. And it's also got like some, I don't want to call them strip malls, but upper-scale commercial. And the thing we were trying to meet on is they want to try to put in the service road in front of YMCA heading toward Lukeville Lane. You got several different property owners they have to talk to, so we're going to have a beginning meeting on that. That should be very interesting, because anytime you try to connect two roads in here, you usually have a fight. So we got that. I also got word the last couple of days that they do have some West Nile, positive West Nile cases in West Baton Rouge Parish. They are, one of them was on Cons Road, which is over by the Cricket Farm. I don't know if you know where that is, up by 415. And the other one is by the Old Bridge. So both of them are north of 110. They have not had anything below the I-10 yet. So, but other than that, we've been kind of quiet. They are revamping the council chambers. I have not seen it yet, so I don't know what it's going to look like. But I think the last time that was done was like in the 70s, early 70s. So, and it was really needing some updating. I mean, like this room is just absolutely beautiful if you look compared to the council room. So we're doing some updating there. But other than that, it's been really kind of quiet parish-wise. I'll be happy to try to answer any questions.
Are they spraying for the mosquitoes?
Yes. Scott had mentioned about the GIS system. I don't know exactly how to do it, but on the GIS system, there's a way to go in and see where they have sprayed. And actually, people will say, well, you haven't been down my street. They can take data off of that GIS system and dump it and tell you what time they went down each and every street. It tracks the vehicle where it went. So when people say, you haven't been down my street, we can find out if that's true or not. But they, in fact, where my house is, they have that little bridge that goes over the Tonton Canal. There's a mosquito trap underneath there that they put all around the parish, and they collect them every so often, send them off to LSU for testing, and they'll tell them what kind of mosquitoes they are, how dense they are, where they should be spraying. So I know they're doing a pretty good job, and our mosquito abatement people are on the roads all the time. They're getting trained. I see you had some increases for your training and stuff, and that's good, because people that aren't trained can't really do a good job. So you got to spend some money on training to do whatever the people need to do. So if you have a question about a certain street or whatever, we can certainly find out and make sure that they have been spraying down that street.
What is they surveying on the side of the road?
On the side of the road?
I see them surveying up now.
Is that on one?
Yes.
Where?
DOTD.
Tell me where.
By Lindale, one day.
Well, there's, I tell you, there's a piece of property they're looking at trying to develop north of YMCA. There's another piece called the Reed property. I think it's north of Emily Drive. They're also trying to start looking at that, about developing that piece of property. That is a huge piece of property. That is inside the parish limits, but that would be a tremendous development.
Well,
they're looking at.
No.
Well, what you need to do is contact your state legislators, senators, and representatives, and pound on them. But regardless of how you do that, without the money, they're not going to be able to do anything. So, and how fitting this was, if they wouldn't have repealed the Stelly plan, we had $1 billion surplus when they had this before the Stelly plan, and when they repealed it, now we got $1 billion deficit. So I think you got to kind of look at the legislators, and they need to, they're trying to do all they can do, but there's so much of the budget that is statutorily dedicated, they really don't have much wiggle room. So some of the constitutional amendments coming out probably in the fall are going to try to put more, take away some of the statutory dedication so they can have more maneuverability on the budget. So I'm not
also, they failed to pass gas tax.
Right.
That's because they didn't have the votes. They had to have 70 votes, right. And they were like in the low 60s. Yep. So, I mean, it's a numbers game because you got so many people that are no new taxes, and that's how they feel, and they don't think anything should be warranted a new tax. Well, if you don't put anything new out there, what you're going to get is what you've always got. So unless we start doing some pushing and screaming, I'll get some new legislators in there. And I think our two from our district were two that wanted it. So I can't really say you need to pound on them, but we have to get other people involved that see that we need some additional data. We need some additional people. And the last thing I'll say about the bridge is I'm one of the guys that believes it should be data driven, not politically put where it's beneficial for one parish or the other. I want it to where the data shows it's going to do the best. If you move it way south of Plaquemine, it's going to help certain people, but it's not going to help anybody up here that's on the interstate here. So we want the bridge to be data driven, put it where it needs to go. And I'll take my chances on that. But without money, it's never going to happen.
What's the status of the levy top asphalt extension?
We, our last meeting, we just approved, I want to say it was $860,000 for that phase of it, which is the engineering and the first phase of the legwork. Now, all that's run by DOTD. They have to have a DOTD inspector there every day to inspect every bit of work
that's
been done.
What do you mean, DOTD or the Corps?
It's DOTD.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. But when you say the Corps and DOTD, they basically are the same governmental entity with regard to the levee top project. But it's supposed to go all the way from Addis Lane to past Bowie Lane. They got to put ADA approved ramps on both ends, though. Just like we have one here that kind of snakes up, and I've already gotten several people telling me how stupid that was, but that's the federal law, and you got to have it. So
you have enough property to go one straight shot.
Yeah. Well, you can't do the one straight shot anyway, unless you have such a low grade.
Yeah.
But
that's how it's going to be. That.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so.
I have a question.
All right.
Yes. About that what?
About that.
Okay.
Paved area of the.
Okay.
Levee. There have been, I have seen numerous four-wheelers and trucks that I know are unauthorized vehicles. I try to walk that levee every day for work friends, and we feel like there should be some signs providing guidance for people who would otherwise ride motorized vehicles.
Well, I'm certainly not going to disagree with you.
Okay. I mean, is something that, you know, the parish council can work on and have done? Even if y'all find out that, hey, maybe the Corps of Engineers or the levee board have the jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And you know, they spent gold to them to take care of.
As I understand it, and I'm probably not correct, the town of Burley has jurisdiction within the town of Burley. So if they see a vehicle on there, they can write a ticket.
Well,
hint. Addis covers Addis, and they can write a ticket. Now, Parrish has got everything else.
Okay.
I know after some parade we had last year, they were using that as the highway because they had blocked the highway. So everybody was getting up there and going all the way down. So
I believe that the levee board itself has some regulations.
Yeah. I think the Army Corps of Engineers can do that too, but I don't know if they're going to put up any signs.
Passed by when you walk, mm-hmm. sometimes.
Yeah.
And she indicated there were people she could talk to about it, and they actually even closed up or something.
Yeah, now let me just tell you, I talked to Kevin, who's kind of
Kevin
head,
Durbin.
Yeah, Kevin Durbin for the parish. He's the head engineer of the whole project. And we did discuss that, and signs are priority. Now, whether they ordered or not, or whether they approved or not yet, I'm not sure, but he's well aware of that problem too, so I don't know where we stand. And if we can get some from the town and stick them up there, I don't see why we can't do it. Enforcement's the issue, you know, just like anything else with the police department. If they're up working a highway and there's, I mean, granted, you could probably sit around and catch them all day long. I see them on the river road all day long. So
if there were signs, even the people that are utilizing the thing could pass along information to people.
Right.
Did you not see the sign that you're not supposed to be up here? Because they're there.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult, but we can work on it.
To me, giving out tickets is not what I want.
Right.
No.
I want people to be aware.
Just be aware. Right.
Right.
Sure.
And I'll say the same thing. One of our main jobs that every public official does when they sign up for this is public safety. We want the people that are using that for recreational purposes to be safe. So I've already heard some complaints from women that were walking, and all of a sudden there's a vehicle right behind them, and they're walking by themselves. So I'm very concerned about that, as I know all these other people are too. And so I would implore or beg, if I had to, that our police officers have to get those people off there. I mean, I think if they're stern enough with the people one time, it's going to be okay. There's people back there fishing and just joyriders.
I feel like it's hard to enforce the law
with no signs.
These people that are right. violating them now just not aware.
Well, that's right. We have to put signs up. It's just like a speed limit. You can't write a ticket if there's no speed limit sign. Okay. You have to give fair
Scott,
warning.
How about if we do this? How about if you contact Kevin?
I will.
And we'll see whose responsibility it is. That is to get signs, and do you have to have the Corps' permission to even install them, or can you do them within the town limits or whatever? I don't know what the rules are, but I think that's a great idea. Let's at least let those people know that they're breaking the law.
But the signs are already the same between the town and
the parish.
Right.
Yeah, we need to be consistent.
It's still going to be probably a state law, some RS statute number that we can quote on.
So it's under Title 38.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, I'm serious. We really don't have that adopted under the ordinance to write it. So we actually wrote some tickets, people riding up there, but we're going to have to throw them out because we didn't have jurisdiction to write them. So we need to put it in.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Maybe if we have to introduce an ordinance, we will.
Okay.
One of the things too is there's a we did put some money in the budget to update that. I'm talking to Kevin about it. We want to buy a piece of property if we can work that out. One of the things in my brain when we first started this, if this property doesn't work out, is to put some lighting up there too. We talk about public safety, so that's one of the things we're considering about putting up there with some of the money in the new budget.
And if we don't have the authority, we need to get Tom to...
Yeah, we'll get Tom to look it up.
People back here, and I did a kind of an informal poll among them, and we asked, were there ever signs at the base of the levee at the different ramps? They felt like that there were some signs.
They still have some.
Yeah.
On the roads you go up, they have some. There's no trespassing signs is what it says.
Right.
The only ramp I'm familiar with is the one that used to be
for
the dump
right
in front of the...
Right. I know there's a couple further down toward Port Allen and a couple toward Addison.
And I don't see one there.
Yeah, they might have gotten knocked down or something.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah. Some of them that were supposed to be there when the road was, repaved or whatever,
they
were taken down
there
to put back up.
All right, anybody else?
Okay. I just want to say we didn't have comments about that ask resolution, but that does hit home in our community. For a child being killed while sleeping over at a friend's house. That does happen more often than anybody might realize.
That was about 5 years ago?
So yeah. We want to be sure that, we take that seriously, and if you have children or grandchildren, ask that question, because when something is done, it can't be.
Okay, Mr. Curtis, thank you, sir.
Thank y'all very much, sir.
All right, anybody, no more announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Oh, we do? Oh, yeah, we're going to mention that on the third meeting, but I'll mention it. Town hall's going to be closed on the fourth. We do have a meeting on the third. But we're going to have a meeting on the third, so we'll mention it on the third also. So on July 4th, we'll be closed down. Now, have a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Move by Mr. Daigle?
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Bourgeois. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it.